Shalom, everybody. With Pesach quickly approaching, I would love to share a quick FMT on Pesach. Many people have the minhag to wear a kittel at the Seder. There are other times in the Jewish year where a few individuals will wear a kittel, but there seem to be only two times in the year where many people wear a kittel, not just a chazan. One time is at the Pesach Seder, and another time is on Yom Kippur. And the question is, what is the connection between the Pesach Seder and Yom Kippur? The Slonimer Rebbe, Rav Shalom Noach Berzovsky, who died in the year 2000, asks this question in his sixth Ma'amar on Pesach, in the second volume of the Nesivo Shalom, beginning on page Resh Mem Hei. The Nesivo Shalom says that there is an expression that people use, which says the following, Leil Shimurim Hu Kimo Yom HaKippurim. The Pesach Seder is like Yom Kippur, but again, the question is why? What is the connection? The Nesivo Shalom says that there are two major connections between Yom Kippur and the Pesach Seder, and both can be seen in the symbolism behind the wearing of the kittel. First, he says the following, the color white signifies a daf chalak, a clean slate. Clothing with other colors has had actions done to them. They've been prepared. They've been dyed. They've been dried, etc., etc. But white clothing, a kittel, nothing yet has been done to it. And that is what both Yom Kippur and the Pesach and the Pesach Seder have in common. On each of those days, every single Jew has the opportunity to start afresh. On Yom Kippur, the initiative begins with the Jew. That is what's called in Kabbalistic terms, Isarusa Dilatasa, an awakening from below, initiative and spearheading from below, beginning with us and reaching out towards God through our tshuva and through our commitment to change. Every single one of us has the ability to begin a new page, a new beginning, a fresh start. On Pesach night, we also have the opportunity to start afresh, but not through Isarusa de la Tassa, an awakening from below, from us, but Isarusa de la Eila, initiative that begins above. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, not because we deserved it, but because He loves us. He loves the Avos to whom He promised we would be taken out. We were called by Hashem, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, when we were still in Mitzrayim. Still on the 49th level of Tuma. Hashem loved us then, and He loves us now. So on Pesach too, we have the opportunity to refresh, to renew our relationship with Hashem, to start a new page, to see white, to see the kittel, so to speak, and to remember that we can all start over again. That is the first connection that the Nesivo Shalom discusses regarding Pesach and Yom Kippur, and he says that there's a second connection between the two. The color white, signified by the kittel, is a symbol of bitul hayeshus, of complete nullification, self-abnegation, a recognition that we are absolutely nothing in comparison to God. Nothing. The color white, says the Nesivo Shalom, is nothing. It's bland, insipid, lifeless. Colored clothing has something. It means something. It's been dyed and changed, and it became something. But white clothing, it's not there, so to speak. And that is the job of every Jew on Yom Kippur and on the night of Pesach. The Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, who died in 1889, says in his Ma'amar on Rosh Hashanah that a person cannot achieve kapara, atonement, on Yom Kippur until he or she is prepared to completely nullify themselves vis-a-vis God. And that is what we must do on the Pesach night as well. We all have the obligation to view ourselves as though we ourselves left Mitzrayim. We too are nothing, completely undeserving of Geula. It's all God. And we eat matzah, not chametz. Chametz represents self-worth, self-value, some gaiva. But matzah is poor man's bread. It's humble and lowly. Bread has a unique character, unique flavor. This person adds sesame seeds. This one uses spelt flour. He uses more sugar. She puts cinnamon on her challah. This kind of challah gets baked for longer. This for shorter. Challah has a personality. The people who bake challah have personalities. But all matzah is the same. All matzah has the same exact ingredients, flour and water, and all matzah gets baked for the same amount of time. So matzah symbolizes the bitul hayeshus that needs to happen on Pesach night, like on Yom Kippur. And so, in sum, this Pesach, we have the opportunity to reconnect to Yom Kippur. We have the opportunity to begin a fresh new start. And we also have the opportunity, the obligation, as we do on Yom Kippur, to work on our humility and our immense and intense appreciation for everything Hashem did and continues to do for us on a regular basis. Have an amazing day, everyone.